Good morning, and welcome to Faith in Action, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Genuine faith should cause us to act in a manner pleasing to God. Pastor Craig Smith uses this time to look at different Bible verses and see how we should apply them to our lives. Living like Jesus will help us keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in.
Today we're looking at Psalm chapter 26, verses 5 through 8. It goes like this: I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence. So I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Part of putting our faith in action is taking time daily to worship God. Worship is more than coming to church on Sunday. In these verses, we see three different aspects of worship. Verses 5 and 6, once again, I've hated the assembly of the evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord. These two verses, worship involves hating and avoiding evil and the things and people that will distract us or draw us away from the Lord. Verse 7 then follows that up, says that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all your wondrous works. Verse 7 teaches that part of worship is telling others of the wonders of God. Finally, verse 8 tells us that when we worship, we love to gather with others in God's house to fellowship and spend time with God and His people. Verse 8 once again says, Lord, I've loved the habitation of your house, the place where your glory dwells. Worship, just like putting our faith in action, is not a one-time event, but rather it is a lifestyle. It is not something forced by guilt or duty or habit. Rather, it must come from a heart of love for God, His will, and His people. To put our faith into action, we must confess our sin, tell others of God's love, and then spend time with God and His people. This last year of COVID regulations have made things difficult, but as restrictions are easing up, it is imperative for us to do all we can to join together as a church, as God's words instructs us to do. Christ died for the church, and we should show our love to Christ by consistently fellowshipping with others at His church. We confess our sins, stay away from evil as He's instructed us, proclaim His goodness, and then gather together with others to lift up the name of Jesus. I found an old hymn. I'd never heard it before. The name of it is I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord, which comes from this exact verse that we just read. Here's the words of this hymn. It says, I love Thy kingdom, Lord, the house of Thine abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with His own precious blood. I love Thy church, O God, her walls before Thee stand, dear as the apple of Thine eye, and graven on Thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend, to her my cares and toils be given, till toils and cares shall end. Beyond my highest joy I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion's solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. Sure as Thy truth shall last, to Zion shall be given the brightest glories earth can yield and brighter bliss of heaven. Do you love the church? Do you spend time telling others of God's love? Do you avoid evil and evildoers? That's what God's word tells us to do. That's putting our faith in action. That's becoming a true worshiper, not out of guilt or duty, but out of a love for God. That's what God wants us to do. Let's put our faith in action this week by worshiping the Lord together consistently. Have a great day in the Lord.